Good morning, good afternoon, or good it is dark out and you have not moved from this exact cushion in 4 hours. Welcome to the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry. Somewhere, a fridge is judging you. And today, we go into the wild, not the jungle, not the tundra, somewhere far more dangerous and far less ventilated, the living room. Here, in its natural habitat, we'd observe one of nature's most confused creatures, the modern human. Watch, but do not disturb it. It disturbs easily.
We've been tracking the specimen for 6 hours. It has not hunted. It has not gathered. It has, however, opened the fridge 4 times to confirm that nothing has changed inside it.
Fascinating. This is known in the field as the patrol. The human does not expect new food to have appeared. And yet it must check. Hope is not a strategy, but for this creature, it is a hobby.
And here we see the fridge itself, a watchful elder of the ecosystem. Fridge, what do you make of the patrol?
The fridge says, "It opens me. It looks. It knows. I know it knows. Nothing has changed since 11 minutes ago. When it also looked, there is a container of leftovers from a Tuesday it does not remember. There is a resolution that died in January, refrigerated for reasons no one can explain. And every single time, it leaves me standing open, letting the cold escape into a room that did not earn it. Close the door."
A stern matriarch, she has seen generations of snacking come and go.
Now, the light is changing, and with it, the creature's behavior. Observe as it enters what scientists call the productivity display. It opens a laptop. It sits up straight. It is signaling to no one that work is about to occur.
Notice the posture, Rohan. Alert, focus, predatory. This is the human at its most capable, and this state will last. Let me time it. Approximately 9 seconds before it opens a second tab to check the weather in a city it does not live in.
Remarkable. It has now been about to start for 2 hours. In nature, this is the longest documented pause between intention and motion. Longer than the sloth. Longer than the barnacle. The barnacle, at least, eventually attaches to something.
And here comes a rival. Another member of the household enters the clearing. Watch the ancient ritual begin. It is feeding time, and neither creature will decide where to eat.
This is the great migration. Except no one migrates. Each animal offers a location with no conviction. I'm down for whatever. A phrase that sounds generous but is, in the wild, an act of quiet aggression. It removes the animal from all responsibility while allowing it to reject every option that follows.
But one of them has suggested tie, and the other has deployed the deadliest weapon in the ecosystem. The buzz. The long, thoughtful hum. Not a no. Never a no. A no can be argued with. A hum cannot.
The tie proposal dies where it stands, and in the silence. A third option is never spoken aloud but felt by all. They will eat the leftovers from the Tuesday no one remembers. The fridge stirs.
The fridge is opening its own door in what I can only describe as vindication.
Now night falls fully over the living room, and we witness the creature's most mysterious ritual of all. It announces that it is going to bed, and then it does not go to bed.
This is the crucial window, the gap between I'm heading up and actual sleep. Our senior tracker calls this his life's work.
Our senior tracker is, of course, the 11-minute goodbye man, radio collared for science.
Yeah, I've studied this window for years. The creature says, okay, I'm really going now. That's the mating call of the exhausted. It means nothing. It will now watch one more video, described as one more, which is a number that does not exist. Then it will lie in the dark holding a glowing rectangle, scrolling toward a sunrise it claims to dread. There's a moth in this window named after me. The moth also can't sleep. We nod at each other.
And as the creature finally drifts off, a notification arrives. A message from an old, patient predator that never truly leaves the ecosystem.
It's the free 30-day trial. It has been dormant. It has been waiting. It has just quietly become the not-free forever trial, and it will feed on this creature's account, gently, every month, on a Tuesday, until the heat death of the universe. The creature will notice in approximately 3 years. It will feel a brief betrayal, and then it will keep paying, because canceling requires a phone call, and the creature would rather be robbed.
Extraordinary. In the wild, most animals fear the predator they can see. This one has learned to fund the one it can't. And so we leave our specimen asleep, at last. Its laptop open to a document that says only its own name and the word outline. Its fridge, finally, closed, not by the human, but by gravity and spite.
Nature is healing. Well, nature is charging a small monthly fee to heal.
That's our episode. If you'd like more field notes from the living room, follow the show, and it will visit you tomorrow, quietly, like a documentary crew that never asked permission. I'm Rohan Mistry. This has been the Daily Absurd. Somewhere, a fridge is judging you. And somewhere else, A barnacle is getting more done than all of us. Close the door.